Avenue is open. Good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Sorry. Good afternoon, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Open up a public hearing and work session on House Bill 2968. Day is here with a quick overview.
Chair Haas, members of the committee. House Bill 2968 is a bipartisan bill that had 58-0 vote from the House floor. We have chief sponsors here, our representatives Wisdom and Gallegos. So the bill directs the chief education officer to convene a work group to produce a report on how the state school fund expenditures relate to educational achievements of students from poverty families. And section one, subsection two details the kind of issues that the work group is charged to look at. And the work group will produce a report to an education-related interim committee by November 15 this year. Takes effect on passage.
Thank you, Representatives Gallegos, Wisner. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and honorable committee members. We bring you House Bill 2968. It is a bipartisan bill, and we're glad to have the chair as a sponsor. We began the session, the good representative from Hillsborough and I worked to find a way for a transparency and accountability report on the additional state school funding for English language learners and students from poverty families. Today, the governor signed House Bill 3499 addressing ELL, and my colleague here on the left did the majority of the work on that. I had a bill that the chair was also on that one. We put that in 3499, and both the governor and everyone thinks that that's really going to lead to better results for our children in ELL programs. And this bill you're looking at today will add also help us look at transparency and accountability of the funds, additional state funds for students and families of poverty. I appreciate all the help from my good representative Hillsborough, and I think we have a good bill. We'd appreciate you working the bill and passing it. These are sort of companion bills, and we do have the stakeholders. We went from a task force to a work group, so but we have a plan. We're already they're willing to work and try to have some legislation proposal for the 2016. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
For the record, Representative Joe Gallegos, Hillsborough, North Plains, a little bit of Aloha, and a couple of houses in Beaverton. Let's see, Chair Haas and Vice Chair Boquist, pleased to be here. I think I'm here mainly to make sure that he's telling the truth, that it is bipartisan, and just to verify that. No, seriously, this is a good bill, and it is part of a package that we're trying to really look at some of the educational issues with regard to ELL and some other kinds of concerns. I do want to say that the process in bringing this bill forth was really helpful and useful. I think we talked to a lot of the stakeholders, and one thing that became clear to me was that we really need to look at the whole issue of reporting and recognize that reporting costs money. I mean, it takes time and effort for administrators and teachers to do these reports, and so we recognize that, and we've committed with some other of our other colleagues to really do some workforce effort and some work group effort to really look at that whole reporting process and see if we can't figure out a way to sort of, instead of duplicating all these reports, if we can't sort of streamline that process a bit more. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. It looks like you had this bill in the Education Committee and then in the House Revenue Committee, and that's why it took this long to get over here. Questions? Pretty straightforward, and I appreciate your diligence on this, and we need more data when it comes to these students. And poverty is expensive, isn't it? Not just in school, but throughout.
Mr. Chair and honorable committee members, you know, I think that both of these children, these special students, really affects our graduation rate. So if we can get a handle on this and make some changes, tweak it, learn what's working, what's not working, I think this will have an impact on our graduation rate. That's important.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you.
We're in a work session on House Bill 2698.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2968B to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Boquist moves House Bill 2968 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Oh, Mr. Chair, I'm just glad that the House Revenue Committee didn't send this to Bermuda or maybe Netherlands before it got here.
Further discussion? Seeing none, are there any objections? Seeing none, House Bill 2698 moves to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. I'll be the carrier. Stay tuned, committee. We may or may not be called back later today for the tax credit committee. It's unlikely but possible that we will meet later this afternoon. Or early morning, 8:30-ish. So.
Say early morning is 6.
You know, 8:30. Economists, bankers, same thing.
Okay.
Bankers are at 10, economists are at 8:30.
We are adjourned.
Economists are at 8:30.
We are adjourned.
Bankers are at 10.